I had to bring this one out. Tonight's gonna get a win. Sorry. Dude. We got to do something, Craig.
All right.
Come on. Get in here. Tim, what am I going to do? I got to get Craig in on this. We got Tim Alcorn joins us.
I'm not.
Voice of the Cavs.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that Michael Stanley is going to cure our ill.
Well, tonight we got a victory, something. I mean, I could say, come on, Cavs. You know, that's the other phrase for this. What's it going to take, I guess? Just more points than the other team, if you want to basically put it out there. But they've been on a 10-game losing streak for the Cavaliers. Anything in common with these losses that you see?
Well, sure. As you said, in its simplest form, we're not scoring more points than the other team. But I think it really starts at the defensive end of the floor, guys. I mean, the Cavaliers in the last 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, have really struggled at the defensive end. There's a myriad of reasons why that has happened. Certainly the loss of Larry Nance Jr. has been a part of that. He was a real stalwart on the defensive end. But as JB said the other night, listen, nobody's going to feel sorry for the Cavaliers. So it's up to the Cavs to step it up on the defensive end. He talked about getting more physical on the defensive end. Coaches love to use the word feel as far as defense. The offense has to feel your presence. They've got to know that you're right in their shirt. And right now, the opposition's getting just too many easy looks.
Tim, is part of this that we have guys on the court, sometimes 3-4 players who are maybe 20, 21 years old?
Sure, that's part of it, Craig. Absolutely. They're trying to learn a system and they're trying to learn life in the NBA. That's absolutely part of it. And not only are they young, but Jared Allen hasn't been here for the full season. So he was acquired, of course, last month in the trade with the Brooklyn Nets. So you throw that all into the mix. And also the fact, you know, you can't sugarcoat the fact that, listen, they have run the gauntlet in so far as the schedule is concerned. Tonight will be the first Eastern Conference team we've played in the last 8 games. And those teams out west are very, very good. And again, that's not an excuse. As JB said, nobody feels sorry for the Cavs, but they have really run the gauntlet as far as the schedule, the loss of Nance, young team, and I'm sure they're getting frustrated. JB talked about that the other day when I asked him about it. So you throw that all into the mix, and they're struggling right now.
One of the things you can't see because of sort of the distancing that takes place is sort of that feel of how the team feels. Are they down on themselves? Do they just sort of say, well, it's another day. Let's see what we can do that's better. Kind of look back at other issues in the season that maybe where they had success and see how to build from that. What kind of sense are you feeling other than just maybe what somebody's commented?
Well, I asked JB that the other night prior to the last ball game against Oklahoma City, and he said, listen, these guys are competitors. I mean, they're professional athletes. They may be young, as Craig alluded to, but they're professional athletes. They want to win. So, sure, there's some frustration building in. But as that frustration builds, you can't lose sight of what got you to success earlier in the year and what the system is. I think what happens, and I do want to ask JB about this tonight, actually, so I'll give you a sneak peek of what I'm going to ask him. But, you know, I think guys start to press a little bit, and they think, well, I'm the guy that can hit that big shot, or I'm the guy that can make that steal, and so perhaps they stray a little bit from what the system actually calls for them to do, and that's when things start to break down. So frustration leads to perhaps somebody, and I'm not calling out anybody, I just think perhaps you want to get it done so bad that you stray from what the whole concept is. And you got to go back to the fact that this is what got us here in the first place, working collectively as a team.
In tonight's game, I would think a pretty good matchup might be Trae Young and Colin Sexton or Darius Garland. What do you think?
Oh, great matchup. I mean, Trae Young is certainly one of the dynamic players in the NBA. Third-year player. He's eighth in the league in scoring. He's third in the league in assists. Trae Young is certainly deserving of all-star consideration. He is just an outstanding player. So to your point, Craig, yes, whether it's a Garland on him or Sexton on him, the young component of it against the Cavs backcourt is going to be a huge matchup tonight.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Jared Allen, the night he had the other night. 11 of 11, block shots, rebounds, even going back to the game before that as well. Just has the hot hand right now, or just sort of figures out where his role is with the team?
Well, you can see why the Cavs have kind of had their eye on Jared Allen for a while. They've tried to acquire him a couple of times in trade talks, and Brooklyn just wasn't willing to budge, but they realized they had to give something up to get James Harden, and that's how the Cavs got involved in that whole four-way deal. And boy, Jared Allen is just an exciting young basketball player. He's only 22, even though he's in his fourth year in the league. And Bruce, to your point, had that perfect night at the field, from the field on Sunday night, had a career-high 26 points in that ball game. He's dynamic. He brings an energy to the floor. So he's one of those guys that, as the Cavaliers have basically said, they want to build with. He will be a restricted free agent in the summer, but that means the Cavs can match any offer that he would receive. So I just really enjoy watching him play and calling the game when he's out there, because he does some very, very special things. And boy, a nicer young man you will not find. Just gracious and well-spoken, and he's just a terrific player and a terrific guy for the Cavaliers organization.
I see when you guys do the Zoom calls with him, you know, either before or after the game, very insightful of what he has to say. And sometimes he chooses his words carefully because he knows, he's thinking, I want to give you the honest truth, but yet I don't want to kind of add anything or stir something up that might create a little controversy. So it's very interesting to hear him. And he seems to have a very positive attitude about everything, too.
Right, and he's a bright young man. I mean, it's really, as you said, he measures his words, but he's very insightful. I don't know if you heard his comments the other day about racing home after practice to watch the landing on Mars. He's really into science and technology, and he was, like, glued to his television for the whole touchdown on Mars. And so, he's a fun young man, and he's also a terrific basketball player. He could become a real cornerstone for the Cavs.
Right. And are you going to start? I wanted Craig to have you incorporate the Allen oop. That's the what you want to call it now. Like the alley oop. Because he seems to be the one that sort of has taken the hold of that, and he's always there for the feed from whoever wants to throw him the ball for that.
Yeah, him and Garland appear to have really developed some nice chemistry. When DG's running the point guard, they work that little pick and roll, and Allen heads to the hoop. And yes, the Allen oop. Boy, I may have to get one of those in tonight, guys.
Just going to keep listening for that. Right. Well, no, you had the above the fro. What was it, the fro level? I thought that was the fro,
yeah.
Throw to the fro almost is where you're at on that. I mean, it just makes for excitement, especially if you're in the middle of a game that somehow might, you know, you hope that they can get in. But that always adds, kind of fills in where Larry Nance Jr. used to have a lot of that, too.
Yes, very true. Right, that same energy, that same dynamic presence out on the floor. You're right. And when you have plays like that, it gets the team excited. It gets a little more adrenaline flowing. Even though there's only a few thousand fans right now at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, it gets the crowd into it. You can just sense a buzz. And that's the energy that I'm talking about that Jared Allen brings to the floor.
Sounds good. Well, they hope for, fingers crossed, good luck for them against the Hawks tonight. And then they have Houston tomorrow as well. Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll check again next week as we continue on following the Cavs. Before I let you go, when is the second half the score is that coming out? We're getting to the end of February here. Yeah, the schedule. Is that?
Yes. All indications are, Bruce, that you and all the other Cavalier radio network stations and the Cavs will receive that schedule this week. So today's Tuesday, so hopefully here in the next few days we'll find out what the second half brings.
All right. Before February is out, we'll know where we're going for the next couple of months with the Cavaliers. Thanks for your time, Tim. Appreciate it.
All righty, guys. Good talking to you.
Tim Alcorn joining us from the Cavaliers here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL.